Greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen with eSETI Stargate and BBS As You Wish Talk Radio. We're on all the networks, so you can find us on X and Rumble and Telegram and everything. Just type in eSETI Stargate and it'll pop up. A lot going on now. I've got a great guest, and he's starting to be a regular on the show, David Clements. And he's, I'll give you his bio here. David studied and worked as a professional theoretical physicist and mathematician in some of the world's leading and prestigious academic institutions, including Cambridge and Oxford University, before becoming involved in free energy, remote viewing, and extraterrestrial contact. The previous research David was involved in was developing a superstring model, you know, a mainstream fundamental quantum theory of particles as vibrating string objects in magnetic backgrounds and advanced models of extended electromagnetism from enhanced space-time backgrounds. He then worked with seminal inventors such as Tom Bearden and John Bedini, including collaborative work during a postdoctoral research position in Scotland, which also included appearing in a documentary with them called Energy from the Vacuum. This documentary was an ensemble of researchers and inventors from around the world featuring their findings and discoveries. The current research David is involved in is developing and discovering principles and applications within the field he calls living energy physics, a new concept of matter and fields as generated, you know, holographic forms of source intelligence. David has had extensive experiences with higher dimensional beings while alongside this developing his inner bridge and synergy with his higher self for over 20 years. David works with these highly evolved beings to both develop new living energy technologies and to provide activations, meditations, information for those wishing to develop their own bridge with their higher source and intelligence within. And at the center of this point is the Infinity Point Gateway, a sacred point that each of us has our own direct connection with the infinite source intelligence within. So I'm all about empowering the individual to make their own personal connection with source. And so David fits right into alignment with the work here being done at eSETI. So without any further ado, David, are you with us?
Yes, I am, James. Thanks a lot. It's a real pleasure to be here as always. It's really cool to chat with you.
Yeah, my computer's weird. My computer's doing it's glitching out a little bit, but I got it. I just got it. It's where to start? I don't know where to start with this, but I wanted to start with a little bit about get your take on what's happening in the UFO community right now. I've never seen anything like it. It is so riddled with posers and shills and planned opposition and I don't think it's fixable. I don't think there's no way any benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced group would work with this community now, considering the condition of it. And they're definitely not going to work through the governments or through religions or anything else that has a controlled narrative. And so which leaves the everyday person to make their own personal connection. And it's going to happen on the path to enlightenment if we just focus on making our own personal God connection.
Yes.
Where that's where we need to get the information. It's through the heart, not through a computer, not through somebody telling you what's going on. And we're supposed to live our lives through the heart, not through some box.
And
I know you've talked a lot about that, but what's your take on things, the way they're going?
Yeah, for sure. That's a great place to start. You know, it's really interesting because as you were talking that, my higher self was giving me an image of, if you imagine, like, you know, you're down under the ocean and you're trying to look at the sunlight that's coming down, but you don't see much in the beginning because there's layers upon layers upon layers. And each of these layers of muck or debris represents a whole series of different narratives, agendas, belief systems, all the things that get in the way of the the truth or the flow of source intelligence, whatever you wish to call it. And what's happening is that many interests that want to see those layers stay in place so the cover can remain and people's, awareness or perception of source intelligence, instead of going in, they want you constantly distracted looking out. What they were showing me is all those layers in that metaphorical ocean are now splitting, breaking, cracking, moving apart because they, and the sunlight is reaching directly through to people in, metaphorically speaking. And the way I see that and feel that is my higher self is saying that not only is a huge series of waves constantly coming through to this planet, there are emanations coming from people's core to literally just remind them of who they are inside to come back inside. And so no narrative, unless people use their free will to constantly hold on to a narrative, is going to sustain. But even then, it takes an enormous amount of energy for somebody to hold on to a concept or ideology or a narrative to keep it going. And that in itself is becoming beyond tiring to maintain for most people. So the cracks and everything is inevitably just falling to pieces right from the roots of the whole system. And there's nothing, there's no way it can be sustained, it was only sustained in my view for millennia because there was such a compression, such a contraction in human consciousness that just a tiny little amount could make its way through. But now things have really changed. Gateways have opened. People have been doing a lot of great work on themselves, connecting with within their higher self, all that great stuff. And now it's avalanching. It's really free falling right now, and it's going to continue.
Yeah, it seems like in every psyops there's multiple levels. People have to realize that there are multiple levels to this thing called disclosure, and
That's
until we
brilliant.
understand that the narrative is controlled on every level, and until we understand that, because now everybody's looking at Congress and they're looking at the whistleblowers and the things like that. And so what are they doing? They're forming some new panels, a new watchdog, a new group, and all these groups that I've seen so far, they're all under contract. They're under, they have NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and oaths of secrecy. They're still bound by those oaths. And so now they did this big thing about, oh, disclosure, the president said this, and now we're gonna point a person and a group to be the official disclosure unit when the officialdom has lied to us from day one about this, and they can't tell us the truth, and the truth is very embarrassing for them, and so they aren't going to come out with this, and everybody's on pins and needles waiting for the next fuzzy tic tac to come out.
It's funny because one of the when I was talking recently with Michael, and this same conversation came up, and the vision I was shown by my higher self is like it's like the narratives themselves are always somebody else's agenda, whether they're slightly better agendas or not so good, but it's still a narrative or a way to lead somebody into or away from something in a way. And what was being shown to me is it's like a maze. A new narrative is just a new direction in the same maze, but you're still in the same maze. And in a way, they were saying it's another way of seeing it. It's like a group of sheep that are being led by a shepherd. That shepherd goes bad, and the sheep get skitty off, and they go, "Oh no, but there's this other shepherd. Hey, you follow him, he's better, but you're still following a shepherd." And so in the same way, what they were saying is that that's kind of the midpoint where people are at. They're starting to realize that there is something inside them. And to me, that's the full access to all information, all answers to any questions you ever have. It's right there for you. And now people are starting to withdraw from external narrative or external being leading or being led, if you like. And that's a good thing because people coming to into themselves, they realize, well, whenever somebody presents an idea, I'm going to feel in myself, in my truth, is this true? Is this valid? What is this person? What are they about? What's their energy? Do they have an agenda? Are they looking to steer anybody, or are they genuinely looking to help and be of service? Very different. And I find that the more you go into your heart center, your heart intelligence, that perceptibility is very instantaneous. You know, you can
Yeah.
get a quick snapshot of somebody's full energy signature. You know where the agendas are. You know where they're really coming from. They might be talking all sorts of sweet talk, but you'll be able to see straight through that. So yeah, I think that's what's happening. And I think that's why this grip of agenda leading or sort of shepherding is breaking down, because people are starting to withdraw from being led. They're now being leaders in their own life because they're starting to feel that there is something in their core, and they're starting to sort of master that and create their life the way they would love it to be, not the way that some other group or agenda is wanting them to live their lives or think, believe, perceive, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, it goes hand in hand with that, I think, for sure.
Yeah, we were talking about just this morning. We're having breakfast, and there's a group here right now, and they were blown away that they were out last night, and there were so many ships, and they're totally
That's cool.
interacting with us and everything. I mean, they go, "This is a highway. There are hundreds of ships, and they're landing on the mountain and putting on a full-on show." And they go, "Why is nobody? Why aren't you at the head of the thing? You know, whatever. You know, you've got 40 years into this." Why are they not even talking to you? Why? And I told them they don't. I go, "Look, it's a controlled narrative, and it's a limited hangout group. And if you talk about the spiritually and technologically advanced beings that have free energy and anti-counter gravity and can end war, disease, and poverty, you're out. You're X off the list, and you're censored everywhere." And you're going to be attacked by those that are just, you know, in it for the fame and the fortune and the unconscious, basically. You're going to be, and I told him, I said, "You know, here, let's break it down. It all boils down to universal law, you know, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. And are you creating heaven on earth?" I said, "Just break it down. Are you in service to others? Are you in self-service? Are you going after it for the fame and the fortune?" And unfortunately, you become a mirror to those people that are in it for all the wrong reasons, and you are on the hit list. And I know you've been getting attacked as well, because we're mirroring back and reflecting back to people their own lack of integrity and morality or whatever. You know, it's like, and then they accuse you of what they're doing a thousandfold. And people have to realize that, you know, with the one finger, there's always three pointing back. And I have never seen so much jealousy and competition and backstabbing in all my life than in the UFO community. And all the way to the top, there's some very dark money that came in. And, you know, with the Rockefellers started it, and he had the Rockefeller agenda, and everybody joined that. And then other dark money came in. And all the major documentaries and all that stuff are fighting over this other dark money and attacking each other. And it's just become a big convoluted mess. And having you on the show is like a breath of fresh air. Like, where's the common sense? Where is the discernment, you know, impeccable integrity? You know, where is that? It's gone. You know, it's like,
Well, you know, in many ways, there's a number of things that I've just observed in my own experiences, that one of the first ones is, for a long time, including myself to agree, the spiritual community, when you start going, one of the first things that comes forward for you as you start your evolutionary process is the lack of self-worth issues, because that has to come out of the way for your source intelligence to come. So, and my teams have made it very clear to me and my higher self, one of the most significant issue with the human race is the lack of self-value. And then what people tend to do is they build artificial concepts on top of that to give them an artificial sense of self-value, which includes identities, spiritual, I was this in a past life, all sorts of things. And because it's artificial, when somebody says something that either contradicts it or triggers it, suddenly there's this fear that comes up inside them, which makes them, oh my God, you're pulling my island away from me, my island of self-assurance or self-value. And it's like, no, that's not happening. The one that's being rattled is artificial. And if you look at that and go deeper, you'll find that that never had value for you. That was just an artificial sense of self-value. But when that comes out of the way and you go back inside, you'll find your innate truth value, which is your source intelligence. You can't invent it. You can't masquerade it. It's simply there. It's part of you. And I think that's one of the big fundamental things being shaken up in the spirit, spiritual community as a whole right now. And it's necessarily so because, the process of returning to your truth, your core, whatever you want, I know people have many different names for it, whatever you call it. It's just really the simplicity of returning back to you, and all those layers that get in the way have to come off. And so I would say to anyone, as just a kind recommendation, just sort of peacefully observe and honor that, that it's just there, the stuff when it comes out. You don't need to get aggressive or fight. You just as in my experience, the way the teams kept, sort of reminding me, the more you can be the peaceful observer and just watch your stuff, let it release, let it come out, it rapidly accelerate past it. But when you engage in it, when you grab hold of it and start identifying with it and rattling off with it and start projecting at other people and saying, that's going to really prolong it for you. So it's really a choice that we make. And I think in a way that that's another thing that humanity is undergoing. It's this huge sort of shedding of the veneers, these false veneers that we've held for so long. And it's not just this life, it's many lifetimes. And even overlays from previous incarnations on different planets where traumatic things happen, there's many, many layers that are getting cleared simultaneously and not just the earthly life that we're going through right now. And so, yeah, it's a big, big thing that's happening. And I can feel my higher self and my team saying they just really recommending to people stay grounded, stay peaceful, stay peacefully, just centered in your heart. It's that simple. And just ride the waves because a lot of this stuff is just being turfed off you quite naturally. And that's the design of the waves. But they're saying if you buck and resist, it's gonna prolong and it's gonna cause you issues. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to amplify and accelerate it. And this whole false world that you're just kind of talking about, the false identity and everything. There was two women I was sitting with this morning having breakfast, and I was talking to them, and they're talking about how, I want to find out my identities and my life streams or whatever, my connections to these other beings and who I was in the past lives and everything else. And I said, beyond all those stories and all those identities is what? I said, God, your own personal God connection, that God spark activated to become one with a one consciousness. And so why settle for less? Why not, when you become one, you're all of it? Why one lifetime in some distant galaxy in a place far, far away or whatever? And you're going, this is me because my life sucks on this level. So I'm going to be this. And I go, no, that's a trap too. That's just another trap. And there's so many people searching for love and acceptance and approval that they'll grab onto these identities and say, I was 20 and back. I was a secret space. And that is a real thing. There are people that did do that. But then all the other people grab onto it. And then when you sit with them, you go, well, you weren't, that wasn't really true. You've had past lives similar to that, and that's why this feels real. But what really happened is this and this and this. Well, they're not going to change their story. They built a whole empire on that story. And so now you're the enemy. You are the enemy. And I've had people sit with me that, were chipped, and they came straight, families straight out of Langley. And they don't even know. They don't even know they're being used. And they think they're talking to these Palladians and things like that. And you try to explain to them, look, you need to rise above that. You need to make your own personal God connection. This person isn't real, you're channeling. And by the way, stop using all of my newsletters for your channeling. And your new messages from, I won't even mention Val something's name, but we won't go there. And then they turn on you, and then they start making all these crazy accusations, and then they all gather together, and all the posers and the shill, all they gather together and create this hate network, and it's like, and then people are going to these people for guidance, and you go, guys, you're settling for. You could have gold and you're settling for mud, basically.
Yeah, yes,
So
yeah.
if you need to do the mud for a while, I understand. But all this drama, all this finger pointing, the hate, the that's going on right now is a process, and all these people are having to let go of their false identities. But
Yes.
they have a whole empire built on them. And so they're
Yeah.
going to go to the grave probably before they deal with this.
Yeah, it's I find that the more strongly a person holds on to that island of should we say created sort of
Alter
what's the
ego or
word?
somewhere.
Well, it's more like a mirage.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a it's that's probably a better word to use. It's like the mirage of that covers up the true self value. The more people have really invested in that, the more triggered they are when it's poked or rattled or something happens.
Yeah.
And I would say to people, if you can move into a self-mastery where you recognize where you are being triggered, when you are triggered to recognize, okay, what's behind the triggering? What's really at the core of that? Because here's a simple litmus test as I see it in my perspective. All the masters don't get triggered. You can't trigger them. Why? Because they are so centered in their core intelligence. They don't have islands of falsity or veils of illusion for which you can rattle or trigger. They're cleared. They sit within their truth and it's constantly flowing. You can call them all the names under the sun. They'll just smile at you, because they've got nothing they're holding on to that they require you to believe in them, that they require you to invest in their island as well. They don't have that. And that's the beauty of coming back into your core. You release all that so that then you are no longer triggered. People can see all sorts of things. And sometimes I say to people, well, call me all the names under the sun and see if I react to it. See what happens. And I say, well, the reason why I didn't react is because I don't need you to believe in anything inside me. My work is inward. I'm working to get myself into full self source, centering in my human form and live as that. But if you have nested layers of everything you hold on to that you need other people to buy into, not rattle, not question, not contradict, those are the mirages. Those are the falsities that you place over your true self value. If you let those go, there's nothing to be afraid of. You'll find the gold that you were speaking of is in the core, and it was always there for you. It never left you. It was just piled on top of by all this other stuff, So definitely.
Yeah, it's always go within, and I say, okay, these people are throwing out all this nonsense, and okay, and usually I just practice loving detachment, and but I really do a soul searching, and I said, okay, what's the hook? What do the only reason anybody has any power over you is because you need something from them that really needs to be found within. And so I catch myself, what's the hook? And all the character assassinations and everything. And it's gotten to the point where I go, I'll be whatever you want me to be. What do you need me to be? And they go, well, we need you to be a pedophile, gay, a child sacrifice, all this stuff and everything else. And I said, well, that's your world. That's what you need. But sorry, I'm not going to go there. But it's kind of like, but it's the victim pattern. They have a victim pattern they're trying to work out, and they have an integrity problem or a moral problem, whatever you want to call it. It's their problem, and they're trying to work it out through you and project all their stuff, in your direction. Or they have a self-worth issue where if you're shining, it's like the tall poppy thing. If the tallest poppy gets cut, and they all want to pull the tall poppy down, and stop it. But it's amazing. But when you pull a pot of crabs up, the ones that are trying to escape, the other ones are pulling it back in, back into the pot. And I'm out of the pot. I know you are too. We understand the pot. We know what's in it, and it's a trap. It's a soul trap, whatever you want to call it. And but I was really thinking about that, and where I got hooked was my desire for people to heal and awaken, and that's where they hooked me. Because when I would see people getting misled and lied to and deceived and ripped off and everything else, that lion in me, warrior in me, just go like this. And then I realized I have to even let go of that. I have to let go of the desire for others to heal and awaken. That's their journey. And I can help them do that, give them tools and techniques and things like that. But I even have to let go of any desire around what people think of me, what they want, project on me, their victim path, all that stuff, to even fix that, even clear that. And when you let go of that, all of a sudden you go, God, I feel so free. All this nonsense is going on all around me by people who profess to be enlightened, which pretty much clearly shows they're not. And they go, who are you? And I go, I'm nobody, and I know nothing, but I'll share some things that come through me. But it's just like, I don't know, it's pretty crazy. But that whole world, I know it's collapsing, but on its way out, it's gonna do as much damage and try to pull as many people down with it. And people need to realize they need to let it fall. Let it It's in free fall. Let it fall.
It's fundamentally the way I see it in its most simple form is the entire system is essentially parasitation.
It is, yeah.
Because the way, that it was explained to me and the way I see it now from my high self and teams is that when you are sufficiently connected with your source intelligence, you are now connected with the well source of everything that you need. You need nothing from anyone. You don't take from anyone. You don't pull from anyone. You don't require anybody to see, believe, or invest in anything. You're a peaceful observer, but a very powerful creator and lender of energy now. So totally different kettle of fish to what we've been used to in this sort of more dualistic set. Now, those who have lost their connection because they've lost the connection to their well source, literally the spring within, if you want to call it that, they then have to start getting and harvesting or taking from others. And one of the ways they do that is forming manipulative agendas or ideas to get people to follow, to invest in, and all that kind of stuff. Because when you invest in someone, you're actually sending energy to it. You're actually putting energy towards that thing. And so it's when you see it in that very simple terms of it's just essentially a huge spectrum of energy parasitation. When you move into your core, you become unharvestable because they can't make use of source intelligent energy. It's just beyond what they can. And in fact, they get too close to it, actually dissolves them because dualistic forms start to dissolve away when they get too infused with source intelligence because source intelligence dissolves that duality quality, if you like, away. And so by people making that move, enough people making that move, and speaking recently, the teams were saying that the threshold for this, for us to move into this high timeline was reached a while ago. This isn't actually something new. So we're already past that point. But the more people that jump on and say, oh, hey, actually, there is something here inside me. I'm going to look and take the journey. Every time they do that, they start to make the shift to become that powerful wellspring of source intelligence, where then they move further and further away from being harvestable, if you like, or, where energy can be taken from you. And so that's essentially, in a nutshell, what's happening. On the one side, you've got this massive shift of people who are, I mean, yes, it's seemingly relatively small percentage in the grand scheme of things, but really is it? Because people are not necessarily consciously fully aware that something is transforming inside them. They are slowly being encouraged to move towards heart-centeredness. They haven't made the conscious, yet. They're getting there, then they are moving there. But as that side goes up, this side diminishes because it can no longer take what's coming up here. And so it's kind of scrapping around, trying to create as much, sort of fear or chaos or whatever it is, to try and, keep the old system going. But there literally is no possibility because, again, as it was said to me, the way that the light intelligence, source intelligence, whatever you want to call it, love intelligence works is for a very long time, it's been gently seeding itself in the very foundations of these dualistic structures, so that these, like, almost like time capsule packets will open at the right time and literally flood the system within with intelligent living light, which is exactly what's happening. So everything is literally falling to pieces from within because, Source intelligence has literally rooted itself in all these things for the right time. It can't just suddenly open up all in one go because everything blitzing like that would just be,
Oh,
yeah, that would
nuts.
be a real mess. So it has to take place in a way that reaches the most optimal balance of peace as things go forward, in my view. And I believe that's exactly what we're seeing. I get a lot of questions from people saying, well, this is happening, that's happening, why should that be happening if everything is moving great? And so you need to understand, when you clean your house out, you're going to muck out some of the yuckiest pieces that you haven't seen for a long time and didn't even know were there. And now, oh wow, I didn't realize that was, oh God, that's putrefied. What happened there? It is that kind of thing. You're going to see it as it comes out. And that's the cleansing process. So it's not going to be necessarily a just all sort of what you might lovingly call a kumbaya. Everything's just totally peaceful and loving and light, because we are cleansing, the planet's being cleansed, and we ourselves as human beings, our energy fields are being cleansed of millennia and millennia, and not just this planet, previous incarnations on different star systems where similar things have happened as well. This is a ginormous cleansing, huge plan that's unfolding here. So all of that is coming out. So my recommendation that was given to me by my teams is literally become the peaceful observer in this. Don't engage, don't rattle yourself with it, don't get embroiled with it. Take joy in the fact that you are now seeing it on its way out, because it is leaving, that you are seeing it now. So they're saying that's their recommendation to for people to play with that idea and see how it feels to you. But that's a good way of seeing things for sure.
Yeah, it's what I've seen is that the morally and integrity impaired, you might say, are that world is collapsing in on itself.
Yes,
But I
yes.
call it the see me, dig me world. On stage and they're saying, yeah, I'm Mr. Disclosure and I'm the head and I'm this and you come to me and everything else, and they have no clue as to what's really going on the higher dimension
Yes,
and source intelligence, how it's activating the soul and kicking through the soul. It's kicking that on, and everything is, I mean, I just cleaned out my refrigerator and I went, oh my God,
I
I
know, right?
had two or
Exactly.
three science experiments there that I didn't
Yeah,
even know
yeah.
there.
It
And
starts talking to you. It's developed language skills, right?
I just discovered alien life in my refrigerator. But it's so funny, but I'm just watching this thing and I'm just the whole thing, and I go, but I totally believe in source intelligence, God, creator, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And that I know it's pressing in and nature's responding to it, the sun with all the solar flares and everything. And
Definitely.
our souls are responding to it too. And all that is being activated and energized, and all the stuff that's coming out is the chaos. And it's part of the healing process. And so when
It is, yeah.
people ask me, why is there so much chaos in my life? And I go, it's always been there. It's just coming up for you to see it,
Yes,
clear it.
yes.
And that's part of the healing process. And we are going to go through some real chaotic times. And like you're saying, if you can't practice loving detachment and maintain your own personal, center in your own source connection, and whatever name you want to give it, you're going to get caught up in this, this big wave of chaos that's happening. And I'm just watching people's identities just implode because they're so limited. They can't fit. That identity can't contain the soul, which is activating and expanding into the one conscious, that consciousness, And I'm just watching that fall apart. And it's kind of sad because some of the people have just been really throwing some nasty grams at us and doing their little voodoo and black magic, all that stuff, because we've been holding the line, and it's backfiring on them. And they're ended up in the hospital and they've got tumors and they're having all these multiple accidents. Their life is just in the toilet. And you know, I don't wish that on anybody. I don't try. It's just the boomerang effect amplified. And I see that happen all the time. And I instead of getting angry at these people, I try to warn them, you're going to hurt yourself. You know.
Yeah, that's a good point, because one of the things that is a good thing for people to understand is that in the concept of experience and creation, we always have to experience what we create. You know, that seems to be a fundamental to energetic creation and experience. So if you put out what you might call trash to other people, you are inevitably going to have to experience that yourself, because that's what you've put out, what you've created. And it's another way of saying that whatever you emit, whatever your emanations are, is going to sculpt your reality into exactly that. And that is what you'll experience. And then you'll experience it and you'll think, oh, damn, that was not nice. Then you get the choice to change it. And so this is the trouble, that there is a big, and a lot of it's to do with a lot of the lost wisdom, I guess, the knowledge of, how the simplicity of energy creation and experience works, that people don't understand that, because they've been taught for a long time that they're some sort of feather in the wind. They just exist in the world. They bounce around. They do their 9 to 5, yada, yada, yada. But it's like, no, you are constantly creating and sculpting your reality, the holographic form without you, all of the time, bar none. But the trouble is, what people don't realize is that, and when I learned this for myself, it was that we have this, and my teams and my higher self would describe me. You see, what you have is you have this unconscious, which is the pit of everything you do not want to own, you don't want to face, and you don't want to feel. And so that is also overlaying the emanations you put out. So when when we draw in these experiences to us of X, Y, Z, that's a lot of the time, and the subconscious as well, is where it's coming from. And when people get stuff popping up and they suddenly have this day where everything was going great, suddenly it felt like the SH1T really hit the fan. It's like, where did that come from? That's just another little bit that's just popped up from your unconscious within the depths of your fields there to be healed now. So it's not that it just something came, popped into you. It's that something is coming from and out for you to see. And we're going through this gradual process of bit by bit dissolving and bringing up everything from the unconscious into the conscious, where we see, feel, and observe it, so that it can finally be healed, so that we can move into a full conscious, heart-centered being. Totally, totally different. And so that's the chaos I see. And the other image they were showing me is it's like a hurricane. It's formed by this massive amount of power that's generated by this, but it's sort of held in a sort of, if you imagine being in the center where it's perfectly still and you can fly a plane in there's nothing. It's beautiful in the core of a hurricane, but the outside is a horrendous, chaotic, like mashing around everything. It doesn't it whacks into everything, and that is a kind of a good analogy to humanity in a way. And when you learn to be in the center, you realize, oh my goodness, I was the one generating this storm all the time. Now, as the creator, I can let go of the overlays, the different layers that were lensing my energy into that storm, relax it, take away its power base, suddenly it all stops. Now you're in centered peace, and now you're a powerful emanator. And that's the way that it gets shown to me a lot as well, that they're saying, instead of saying humanity has to, I can feel myself saying humanity has two options. You either jump into the storm and embroil it, go out all our identities and get into the drama. And they're saying, you know how that ends. Or you can choose to come into the center and resolve what emanation you have inside you that's creating that drama, the storm, the identity crisis, whatever it is. And let it dissolve away, and then you'll know yourself even more. You'll be even more peaceful. You'll be in more contact with your source self, and then it all settles down. And it's like that bit by bit movement towards that very core, where you have no storm around you anymore. You are literally emanating pure peace, just like the masters did. And I think there were great examples to humanity as to where you can go if you do this, but the choice is yours. You can buck and resist, or you can go in and go with the flow and be a happy cookie.
And just have no attachment. It's like what I've seen too is, like I was saying before, the only reason anybody has any power over you is because you want something from them, and it's either material gain, or it's love or acceptance or approval. things you didn't get as a
Yes.
child, and all that's being projected outward right now.
Yeah,
And it's
yeah.
like, this one master I studied with, I like what he said. It's kind of like what you said, but he said everything comes from one point. And he said, be the point. He
Right.
said, because everything goes back to that point.
Yes,
So everything comes from that
indeed.
point and goes back to that point. And he
Yeah.
said, be the point. And then Peter was really going through a lot of stuff. Peter Slattery over there, and he's really authentic and very heart-centered. And he
Yeah.
really wants people to, I think that's probably what traps him sometimes, is that his love for people and wanting people to wake up
Yeah.
and heal and things like that. And it's trapped me quite a few times too. But I go back to that and I said, all this drama and all this stuff, the earth's evolving, and we are going to join the greater
Yes.
family of man throughout the multiverse. And
Yeah.
that's coming in right now. And
Yes.
that's the point you want to align yourself with. And the other stuff is just don't give it any energy. Just let it
Yeah.
crash. And
Yeah.
you're going to be a mirror and an amplifier. And you got to just accept that. That comes with the territory. You're going to mirror and amplify, other people's lack of morality or integrity or whatever they're dealing with. And they're not going to go within and just say, what is it in me that it's upsetting me? They're going to project and blame because they're not that,
Yeah,
tell by their
yeah.
actions, they're not that evolved. And so, until people take personal responsibility and own their feelings and emotions and what they're saying and their beliefs and everything,
Yeah.
they're just going to be on that roller coaster, or that wheel. They're on that wheel and they're stuck on it. They're just going to keep coming back over and over until they figure it out,
Well, you hit on a key word there, which I think I think we've spoken of before, and it's my teams have spoken to me many times, is the word, the very cool word in the English language of responsibility. When you look at it and break it down, it's responsibility. It's your ability to respond intelligently, not react, not get triggered. Totally different. So to me, responsibility is like, when you move into your center, you now have the ability to respond intelligently and decide from your core, how you want to lens your energy now, where you want to direct, how you want to sculpt your energy, not, react, which is totally the opposite, which is completely getting embroidered with reaction, fear, identity, all those other things. I think that's a really important reminder for people to hear. And coming back to what you were saying about getting, because I've been in that space as well, where you really, go out for people and you really want them to heal. And I had to come back from that as well, because my higher self was saying that you cannot want for anybody else. They are masters in their own right, and they are here to become themselves. And by doing that overreaching, that's a sort of form of disempowering them. It's very different from offering advice to say, well, I see this, that might help you, but it's up to you to take it, use that, do what you wish, but you are the master here. This is your journey, and you can sculpt, create, move, direct however you wish to, but it's important you understand that. And I think the more that that happens, see, the other aspect within me that I found early on was that need to overly help people was actually coming from a lack of self-worth issue within myself as well. That's something I had to unfold, because I realized that I was trying to make myself feel uplifted by helping person A, B, C, and D. And my teams were saying, no, you've got to stop doing that. They're perfectly capable of helping themselves. Offer the information that you feel you need to, by of course, but they're saying, see it like a banquet. So they're standing next to you, and you might offer them wisdom on this table of like, here's what I've seen. You might find some of this helpful. You might find none of it helpful. But here's the banquet, your choice. You can go up and down the table, test it out, sniff it out, see what works. And if it works, great. But I can't feed you. I can't give you the knives and forks, or even tell you what to eat. That's up to you. And having learned that myself, because I got really down, sort of drained, by getting involved with people's stuff and trying to help them, th thinking I could fish them out of it. And my higher self was saying, no, you can't. And it's not your responsibility to do so, because you are taking away from them and convincing them they need you when they don't, where they need themselves. They just need to center themselves. That was a really important lesson for me, and I'm very happy to share that. I have no problem talking very honestly about the things that I've been through, because I think it's very helpful to people to hear that. And and I found by doing that the increase in peace and centeredness when you sort of what you speak about loving detachment, I find it's very much the same as being the peaceful observer. They're one and the same, I feel, because when you come into that, now you can very clearly see the intelligent flows of it when everything, and you have this innate wish to kind of just very much akin to the stories of the masters. They didn't embroil themselves in people's problems. They very calmly and peacefully offered, wisdom and guidance, but it's up to you to take it. I'm not going to lead you to the trough. There's the trough. You can drink if you wish. It's up to you. And I found there was such a, it really helped me understand attachment in the sense that it's a fear-based need to have something in a certain way corresponding to a narrative or an agenda we have inside ourselves of, oh, I must have it this way because I feel good about myself, or this belief system gets satisfied. And it's very important, I think, for people to hear that, because I had to go through that experience, and still to this day unraveling little nuggets here and there that keep coming forward. And and I think that's a key thing to see about attachment, is it's a grip to something that I need this to be this way, rather than when you relax, become the peaceful. You don't need anything to be a certain way anymore. You allow the intelligence to organize everything very peacefully and harmoniously. You're not using force of will to coerce or make shape, contract, confine anything anymore. And therefore, you're not resonating with those low levels of duality that will allow, the synergy of that similar energy to come through to you. You're relaxed now. There's no in, there's no corresponding resonance. So yeah, I think that's really, really important, because I've gone through that as well. It's not a nice deal.
That's that. It's that. I call it the victim, savior, persecutor triangle.
Yeah, I guess,
And
yeah,
then you
that's a
and the
good say.
wheel, right? And you're gonna get pu they're gonna try to pull you onto that wheel. And victims are usually people who come with an agenda which is not fulfilled, so they become a victim. And you go, well, if this person was victimized, what did they do in a past life or whatever? What created that experience? There's so much more to the story, and we get sucked in to the surface level stuff of what's going on. And people, I mean, sometimes I'll have, a woman will come to me and tell me, how bad their ex-lover was, all the stuff they did, everything to me. And there's a part of me, that the savior wants to jump up and go, I'll protect you, I'll take care of you, right? And then the wise part and back and behind me is going, they're going to be saying the same thing about you in about a year. So that's the pattern they're running. And it's through hard knocks that you gain the wisdom from these experiences. But
Yeah, definitely.
we've seen so many people come here and they have these agendas. And if you don't meet their agenda or become their ideal of what they're projecting on you, they go into attack mode, and they become the persecutor, and they get on that wheel, and so you're the savior now, and now the victim that you were saving is now the persecutor, and they're coming after you, and then you're looking for a savior to help you. It's just a convoluted mess, but again, it goes back to personal responsibility and backing up and realize this is just a story. Like, this is their story. And they probably generated this story. People get mad about that when you say, I was abused and this happened. And I said, well, you're probably abused several lifetimes, and until you get that pattern, it's going to come back again. And the same guy you had abused in the past is with you now, and until you get it, until you make a stand and say enough. That's it.
There's a simple thing that my higher self just dropped in there. There's a little simple litmus test that people can ask themselves whenever they find themselves embroiled in any situation. And my higher self is saying, when you find yourself requiring anything of anybody, no matter what it is, whether it's sympathy or you must believe as I believe, or it doesn't matter, when you have a requirement of any aspect of any other being, ask yourself, what makes you afraid of just letting them be? Follow that track, follow that idea, and you'll see inside yourself something which you need to see. And they're saying that's a very, very powerful but very simple litmus test that anyone can use as part of self-responsibility on your journey to evolve yourself beyond requiring anything of anybody and therefore allowing yourself to be required upon by anybody else. You know, it's the two-way mirror. So they're saying they just offer that as just as you were saying that as part of the conversation. So I think that's a great simple litmus test, actually. That's a
Yeah,
really good one.
it definitely is. Like even expecting people to be loving and kind, you know,
Yeah, any
is
expectation.
expectations.
Yes,
And
definitely.
they're not going to meet that expectation most likely because we're all processing right now and
Yes, yeah,
all of our
definitely,
shit's coming
definitely.
up. You can say that on this station. But it's yeah, I mean, we are in full. What I see is the old guard is in free fall right now. It
It is, yeah.
it's not sustainable, and
No,
it's
no.
not frequency specific to what's happening.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that are dependent on the old guard are going to have that dependency taken away, you know, and have
Yeah.
to go back to themselves.
Yes.
And anything out of integrity, you know, that is going to be you know, any ill-gotten gain, everything is going to be lost, and that energy is going to go back to where it was taken from. And that's basic universal law 101. And
Yeah.
all the fame and fortune based on a lie, that's
Yeah.
not, that has no foundation.
Yes,
That's going to
exactly.
collapse in on itself. So all the delusional, I'm whatever, seventh blue flame, something from the 38th galaxy,
Yeah.
worship me, that whole program's going to collapse.
Right.
And
You
people are going to
know.
go, well, I'm not going to do the external thing anymore. I'm going to start, and that's what I'm saying. People are going, I'm going to make my own personal connection with Creator and do
Yeah.
the internal thing right now. And
Yeah.
there's beautiful meditations and understandings in the Ethiopian Bible and the things that Jesus did, and they totally align with that. And you know, they talk about the monad and the plemora. Is it? I keep getting plemora. I think it is the next emanation, and then, but it's all about activating the God spark within and becoming one. You know, which is what Yeshua talked about. But all that's
Yeah.
coming out now, and when people are really serious about their own advancement, you know, their own spiritual evolution, whatever you want to call it. You know, they're going to be doing the tools and techniques that empower them. You know, that it's no longer external, it's an internal journey. And that's when they're going to heal and awaken and go with this flow. And that's where things are going. And the whole see me, dig me destruction stuff going on is it's all going to, like, you guys have fun with that, you know, have your fun, have your run, but it's going to collapse, you know, and,
Yeah. I mean, you know, one way of seeing it is to as well in sort of it's like by moving into your core, you're allowing the core intelligence to re-landscape your entire energy field system in an intelligent, harmonious, enlightened way. And it's like, you know, you might have a landscape that's, you know, got lots of stuff in it, that's quite chaotic, weeds growing over here, all that kind of stuff. And that's where a lot of those sort of, you know, needs and agendas come from those unresolved issues. But as you go into the core and you allow that to emanate through you, it will start bringing that, dissolving it down and releasing it. It's very, very natural process because it's all in a nutshell, it's a reharmonization process. You know, one way of saying it, I know there's many different words you can use to describe it, but it involves no holding on, the release, the letting go in every level and way, no requirement, no grip, no holding on, no must do, have to do, none of that. You know, it's a peaceful centered, so you're a powerful, complete, clear observer, lenser of energy, and you have that ability once you do that. But the more you hold on to, you now tunnel vision your consciousness, you contract into this, and this is your box now. And you're stuck in your box until you choose to let go and release the box
Yeah.
you are holding on to. And
Become sandboxes.
it's a very
It's
important.
like you're in your sandbox
It's a very important thing pe for people to re be reminded of. I know we've probably spoken of this before, but I think it's very helpful because one of the things I find most consistent, a lot of feedback that we get is that sense, that energy sense of just huge fear-based confinement of holding themselves in the box. And they don't know, yes, this is going on for me. Well, you know, how do I get out of it? Well, it's like, well, you're actually holding yourself there. You just haven't realized how you were doing that. And that's meant in a kind way. That's not any kind of never any derogatory way. But it's very helpful to be able to see that, to say that you are really the creator of your entire, you are the landscape of your experience. But what do you choose to landscape your environment into? And how and where are you doing that from? And when you do align with your center, suddenly the entire landscapes gets intelligently re-landscaped in a harmonious way, in ways that you can't even fathom in a mental way, you know, because that's the other thing. I think there's way too much dependence on mental approaches within the spiritual community, which actually gets in the way at some point. And I remember the Arcturians saying that there is a cap. If you try and do everything mentally, you'll reach a limit and you won't go any further. You know, you have to allow your mind to become an extension of your heart intelligence for it to work properly and optimally. Because at the moment, it's operating in a very confined way. It's very limited. And, you know, if you keep continuing, it's like the box is so small relative to how it could be, as in not there, you know, when you just work mentally. And there's a lot of people who do their spiritual work through the confinement of the mental grip box, so to speak, and wonder why they keep going around in circles and keep hitting the limits. No, it's because when you learn to relax and you trust and realize, you know, that it's okay to relax into and let go into your heart center, nothing but the very best is going to happen to you suddenly. And it happened to me, you know, but my background is a real testament to life. And if you've seen me in a previous video with how I was right in a very intellectual box. It's quite funny to watch it now. But as I learned to let go of that and let that dissolve away, things changed dramatically. I became so much more peaceful, so much more centered. The clarity and perceptibility, and it's still developing. You know, I'm not, I, you know, I say to people, I'm still on my journey as well. You know, I'm still learning some ropes as well. So, and that's important to understand because we're always unfolding our story in that way. You know, it's really a good idea to be relaxed with the idea. Look, you're on your journey and it's perfect the way it is. You know, just allow, just let it unfold. You know, so important.
It's funny. I was the whole time you're talking, I was thinking about the box, and I go, is the box real? That's your story. And who created the story? I mean,
Right.
you created your story so you can get rid of the box, but you also accepted other people's stories of who you are and things like that. But it's all a story. It's all just a story, and it's a limited story, and it's a confining story. And what would happen if we just all let go of our stories and
Right.
just everything would unify? We had all come together and go, hey,
Yes.
we all came from source, we all came from God, we're all family.
Yes.
All the chaos falls away, and boom,
You
we're heaven on earth,
know, it's oh, sorry, you were still speaking.
well, I was just saying, heaven on earth, but the trick is there's going to be chaos as people's stories crash.
Right.
They have to crash, and there's going to be some chaos. So again, we just have to change our story and become one with the one, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, there's a wonderful piece of wisdom that was given to me a while ago, and I always remember that. I think it's so important to say this again. It was said to me by, I believe it was my higher self and my teams, the guides, and they were saying that whatever you can hold on to is not you. Once you have fully let go, the real you is revealed. And I sort of sat with that for a while. I thought, actually, anything I can hold on to, that means everything, every identity, every event I'm holding on to, whatever. And they're saying, yes, whenever you have grip, you are confining yourself away from your truth. You're pulling yourself away from your truth perceptively. When you let go, you relax back like an elastic band, just relaxing itself and going back into its truth again. It's like if you imagine any kind of contraction or grip as you're pulling yourself away from, oh, I've gone away from my center. Oh, let go. There we go. Back again. You know, and I think that goes across so many different things, like you've discussed here, and you know, we've discussed in the past. It could be anything. It could be a want for somebody to be something. It could be an expectation upon yourself to be something for others. You can just think of anything that you're holding on to, you know, and that's the key. And they're saying it really is that simple. I remember the Pleiadians saying a while ago, saying all of you can ascend right now. All you have to do is fully let go. Can you do
Yeah.
that? And you think, okay, well, I'm pretty relaxed. Okay. Oh, nothing's happening. What's happening?
I hate to say this, but we're kind of going over time right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I
No
wish I
worries.
had like a 3-hour show and we could get into this stuff, but I'm just saying the bottom line is it's all about personal responsibility. And I always say, how can you let others define you when you haven't even defined yourself yet? The real
And that's the
definition of
thing.
yourself. And we need to just get away from all need of acceptance and approval outside of ourselves and just be authentic. And we'll
And
get to
actually,
where it
in a
comes.
nutshell way, is realize that you don't need to be defined because you're already source intelligence. You're natural state. So
Exactly.
So
Awesome. Great. Hey, I've got to sign off. We went over a little bit,
no
but anyway, we'll get you back on again for sure. And you
worries.
got to come out here and see for yourself, see what's going on here.
Yeah, I've got to
Okay.
talk to Maya. I know she's texted. I need to get back to her
Yeah.
and set something up for sure.
Boy, it's just like all the dimensions are wide open. The fleets are coming in, and we have light beings appearing in the fields right now. It's on. I mean, it's happening.
Cool.
Awesome.
That sounds
All right. I
cool.
can't thank you enough. We got to sign off, unfortunately. James
No
Gillen
worries.
with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. And keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and make your own source connection. That's the only way you're going to get through. Have a great day.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.